We're in the middle of Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. We're up to the Sif Gimel. Bezrat Hashem will finish the Simen. Maybe we'll even have a chance to do the next one, which is very small, Kuf Yud Ches. Okay. Kuf Yud Zayin Gimel, based off the Gemara and Tainis Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Chanina tells us that B'mois HaChama, in the summer, if a person says, Morid HaGeshem, Machzirin Oso, he has to repeat Shmona Esrei. Okay, we discussed that already at length back in Kuf Yud Dalet. Now, the marker is by Hazkaras Gishamim, and the Beis also points out, as do others, that Kal V'chomer by She'elas Gishamim. If you mention the Geshem, and it's Ma'akev, so for sure, if you ask for Geshem when it's not needed, and in fact it's damaging, so then for sure that's Ma'akev, and you have to repeat Shemon Esrei. So, Shulchan Aruch says like this. Kuf Yud Zayin Gimel. Im Sha'al Matar B'mois HaChama. If he asks for rain in the same bracha during the summer season, Machzirin Oso. He has to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. Now, that depends where he forgets. Let's see. Okay, so here we're talking about he asks for rain B'mois HaChama Machzirin Oso. Let's see. Okay, Mishabura points out in Sif Katan Yud Dalet, Hanim Okar Raglov Chozel Rosh Tfila. If you already took us three steps back, we'll discuss more about Akiras Raglov in a few minutes. So if you already finished davening, you have to go back and repeat davening. Lo Okar Raglov, you did not yet finish davening. So Chozer L'Tchila is Birkas Hashanim. You can go back to the beginning of Birkas Hashanim. The Afilum Nizkai Kodim Shesim HaBracha. Even if you remember before he finishes the Bracha, Yach Zagamki L'Tchila is Birkas Hashanim. Ayin B'Bir Alohu. He has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha and say it again, and this time without Matar, without asking for rain. Okay, they point out in Dirshu points out footnote 18. Im Amar Rak is Hashem. If you only tell Baruch to Hashem, didn't yet finish the bracha, so he should say Lamdeni Chukecha. That keeps the bracha still alive. He's still in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and now he can easily go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu because he did not say the concluding bracha. Anyway, he'd have to go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, but this way at least he saves this unnecessary bracha because he's going to have to go back anyway and repeat Baruch Aleinu. The Bir Alecha points out if he didn't go back to the whole thing, he just went back to the same bracha, that would be good enough. That would be good enough. Now, Mishabura points out Sifkat and Yugimel. So here we're talking about B'mois HaChama. He has to go back. But we mentioned yesterday that there are times and places where B'mois HaChama, a person needs rain. So, for example, here he talks about Sifkat and Yugimel. Ayin La'el Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll go back to that soon. Here's it. Imshal Matar Achar Achag, after Sukkot, he asked for rain. And he was supposed to wait. So the Mishabura points out, Av Kodim Shishi Yom Ditkufa Bamdina Tatrichos Lamatar Betchila Sachoref. In Chutz Aretz, he did not wait until December 4th. He started asking for rain earlier. Tzorek Lachdos Baal Rak B'Toras Nedova. So the Mishabura paskins, he has to daven again. But he should do it B'Toras Nidava. And in footnote 16, they point out, and it doesn't seem like they're arguing, points out from Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv as well, that since the rainy season really starts after Sukkot, so even though we wait 2 weeks to give the Olei Regalim time to get home, but if you were a little bit jumped the gun and you started too early, that's not going to be Ma'akiv. If you started saying too early, that's going to be okay. That's the P'sak of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, because it is the rainy season. Because you didn't wait for the people who take the time to get home, So, but the Eved, that's not Ma'akir. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. But that's in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Eretz, it could be the situation is different. It's not so clear. Mr. Burr is talking about in Europe, and Deir Shu is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you go back to Sivkot and Yud Aleph, which we did yesterday, so here this is the more likely scenario. Most people don't start early. Most people forget and then continue saying what they used to. So Sivkot and Yud Aleph is the Lo Yatzir Geshamim. There's no drought. Vishal Matar B'Medino Seino in Europe. Between Pesach and Shavuos, where the rain is not so bad yet, Sarech Midina Lachta Ulespala B'Toras Nedava. So that's what we said, that's if there's no drought. So he has to go back Lachta Ulespala B'Toras Nedava, and if there is a drought, then Mikra Din, he does not need to repeat the davening at all. Okay, so that's again Kuf Yud Zayin Gimel. If he asks rain in the summer, Ba'etzim he has to go back, except for the exceptions. Sif Dalet. Yerushalmi tells us. If he's Oymid B'Geshem, and instead of saying Geshem, he said Tal, Ein Machzirin Oso. The Gemara says, oh, but the Brisa says, if you didn't ask for you didn't ask for Geshem, Matar and Birkas Hashanim, or he didn't mention the rain in Tchias HaMeisim, so Machzirin Oso, these are Ma'akim. So the Gemara answers, he didn't say Lo Tal V'Lo Matar. He didn't say either one. That's when he has to go back. But if he said Tal, that's good enough. Now, from the mashmos of the Yerushalmi, the Pashas of the Yerushalmi, as brought down in the Rif, concludes the Mordechai that this din of Tal is good enough instead of Geshem, is not only by Hazkaras Geshami, Mashiach with Geshem, or the Tal is good enough at the Eved, but even by the same Tal Matli Bracha. If you just have the same Tal, that would be good enough. And the Beis Yosef and the Bach both bring down, therefore, there are people who are makbid the whole summer to say v'sein tal ivracha as a safety net to cover your back in case you're going to make a mistake in the winter. I don't know if that's why the Spartans do it, but kach muva. Now, many, many, many Rishonim disagree with this. The Rosh, the Tur, and they say no. Mori that Tal is only a substitute for Geshem, for Hazkara. It's not really a din in Geshem versus Matar. It's a din in Hazkara as opposed to She'ela. Why? There's two reasons. The Bach says, now, how could you be Yotze when you ask for Tal? Tal is something that's always there. It never stops. It's not like rain, which comes and goes. And so how could you be Yotze asking for Tal when it doesn't stop anyway? It's like you didn't ask for anything. The Tal is always there. And the Tal says that you have to ask really for both, even though Tal is not Ma'akiv, and in Matar is Ma'akiv. Okay, so let's see this in the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Yud Zayin Dalet. Im lo shal matar b'mayis ha-gishamim machzirin oso. If you didn't ask for b'mayis ha-gishamim, machzirin oso. Af api sheshal tal, even though he asked for tal, not like the Mordechai's riffs, Yerushalmi. Aval, im shal matar v'lo tal, ein machzirin oso. Chazal, we're only mechayev to ask for matar, not the tal, which doesn't disappear anyway. And therefore, if you forgot to mention the tal, to ask for tal, you don't have to go back. But if you forgot to ask for the matar, you do have to go back. Mishbura sifkot and tesvavim lo sha'al. I ain't been mugging a vermin, shayashuba shikasim. Did nizka kodim shitzvot tkabi shofar? Before he went out, he said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashanim. He's about to say tkabi shofar. He says, oh, I forgot to ask for rain. Say it right then and there. That's the Rav Yah. As long as you haven't started the next bracha, it's as if you're in the previous bracha. Say it right there. However, b'simin kuf yudah b'ra lacha, d'ir ha'atzah b'lichatzima, says the Mishabura, ha'arachnu b'zeh u'beirarnu. The b'ra lacha over there is not thrilled with the Rav Yah. He says we can't disagree with Rav Yah because the Shulchan Arpasim is like the Rav Yah, but it's a very shatzat chakdika situation. And therefore, over here, we don't need to rely on the Rav Yah. Why? Because we're going to see in Sif Hey, if you forgot to ask for rain, and Barakah, you can ask for Shema Tfila. So why apply a Rav Yah, why apply a controversial Rav Yah when you can satisfy all the opinions and ask for in Shema Tfila? And therefore, the Mishbura continues in Sivkatan. Tazav Yotze Tov Shomar B'Shomei Tfila. Debezeh Yotze L'Kulei Alma. And then Dershah brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Behu Adin. And if you remember, after you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not going to say Landeini Chukecha and keep the bracha alive and questionably interrupt your Shemona Esrei. But you're going to wait patiently to Shomei Tfila and say it over there. So again, when Kuf Yud Zayin Dalet, Imlo Sha'a Mata Bimasa Gesham, he did not ask for rain in the rainy season. Mazirna, so he has to go back. Afa Bishisha Tal, even though he asked for Tal, Tal is only a substitute for mentioning the rain, but not a substitute for the same Tal Mata Bimasa, where you're asking for the rain. Avaim Sha'a Mata Vlo Tal, Mazirna, so, but if you ask for rain and not Tal, that's okay, because it's crucial to ask for Matar, for rain, it's not crucial to ask for the Tal. Okay, so based on what we just did, the story is like this. If he remembers before he finished the bracha, Barech Aleinu, he can basically say anywhere in the bracha. If he remembers after he finished Barech Aleinu, before he started the next bracha, so we just said the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tesvav, the Magid of Rav Mishai Tshuva say, apply the Rav Yah, say it in between the brachos, because it's as if you're still in the middle of the previous bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes his own Bir Halacha back in Kuf Yud Dalet Vav, who says, no, that Rav Yah is controversial, and therefore you wait patiently to Shomei Tefillah and Biyotzi according to everyone, instead of applying a controversial Rav Yah. And Dishu says, who if you said Baruch HaTo Hashem, we're not going to conclude on Dinu Kekecha, keep the bracha alive, which is questionably interrupting Shemon Esrei. We're just going to go right there, and when we get to Shomei Tefillah, there we're going to add our request for rain. Okay, that's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey. Gemara Brachos and Daf Chav Tes Omer Aleph says the person made a mistake and he forgot to ask for rain and Birkas Hashanim. Eimach Zirin Oso. Why not? Like we just said, Neshiyachal Omer B'Shomei Tefillah, because he can say in a Shomei Tefillah. Okay. What happens if he doesn't remember until after Shomei Tefillah? He's in the middle of Sim Shalom and he says, "What? I forgot to ask for rain." So the Torah brings down a machlokes between the Yerushalmi and others. The Yerushalmi says, you were supposed to say Shemei Tefillah. You finished Shemei Tefillah, you went weiter, Moedim, whatever you're up to, as long as you didn't finish. Okay? And then you remember, the Yerushalmi says you go back to Shomei Tefillah. And the Rach, Rabbeinu Chanan, passing like the Yerushalmi. However, the Bahag, and the Ravid, and the Rama, and the Rosh, all disagree and say, no. You can say it in Shemei Tefillah if you remember in time. But once you finish Shemei Tefillah and you continue, and now you remember that you didn't ask for rain, boom. It's not enough to go back to Shemei Tefillah, you have to go back to Barech Aleinu. The Maisa, we paskin like the Ravid, the Rambam, the Rosh, Tilmarev. The Ravid, Rambam, Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Bahag, the whole team against Yerushalmi, you have to go back to Barech Aleinu. B'di'evet, the issue brings down that if you went back to Shemei Tefillah, you can rely on the Yerushalmi and the Rach B'di'evet. If you went back to Shemei Tefillah because he didn't know, then he finished the Shemona Esrei and he tells the rabbi what he did. The rabbi says, well, you didn't do the right thing, but B'di'evet, it's okay. The question is, how could all the Rishonim argue on the Yerushalmi? So they apply a different Gemara altogether. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Gimel talks about saying Havdalah Motzei Shabbos and Shemona Esrei. If he didn't say Abdullah and Chonin Hadas, he don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Why not? Because he'll be Mavdil on the coast. Then the Gemara says, it doesn't explain what it's talking about. It says, Tal Bazoo Bazoo. He made a double mistake. Double trouble. What's a double trouble? So the Rishonim explained. A, he forgot to say Atzach HaNatanu, to be Mavdil in Shemona Esrei. And then he was supposed to be Mavdil on the coast. And before he did that, he made another mistake. And he started eating. He saw the yummy leftovers from Shal Shudis. And next thing he knows, he's eating the crackers and the herring. Boom. So Tal Bazoo Bazoo. He made a double mistake. Once you make a double mistake, now you have to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. People don't know this. And in order to be Mavdil on the Shemona Esrei. So the Rishonim compare our case to that case. We're also in double trouble. He forgot to say it in Barech Aleinu, and he forgot to say it in Shema Tefillah. So he has to go back to the beginning. But here the beginning is not the beginning of Shema Esrei, it's the beginning of Barech Aleinu as opposed to Shema Tefillah. So therefore, the Bahagin Rabbi, the Rabbi of the Rush, basically want to say that the Bavli, based on the Bavli by Havdalah, would disagree with Yerushalmi, even though it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi, disagree with Yerushalmi. And therefore, that's how the Rishonim Paskin, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if you did not say Shema Tefillah, you have to go back to Barech Aleinu. Let's see. Kuf Yud Zayin Hey. Imlo Shamatar. He didn't ask for rain in Barech Aleinu as he was supposed to. Vinizka called him Shema Tefillah. He remembered before Shema Tefillah. Emachzirin also. He does not need to go back. Vishoel b'Shema Tefillah. And he will answer it in Shema Tefillah. Mishabura Sivkatan Tez Zayin, Ratzalomar, Bibika Shmakalenu, Kodem Kiyata Shemea, Shemisukenath Ishabakobakosh. So Shmakalenu, you can ask for refuah for Aunt Tilly, you can ask to understand the Sugya, you can ask for a good job, you can ask for a lot of things, and one of the things you can ask for is for rain. So now the Mishabura said, what about Geshem? He forgot to say Mashiach went to Geshem, why can't he has to go back to the beginning? Why can't he just throw it in over here? No. Because this is a request. This is the pat. This is the A of pat. Praise, ask, thanks. We're at the end of the A of the ask. So when you're asking for something, you can finish with tefillah. But when you're peeing, you're praising. Sorry, that slipped. When you're pat, when you're praising Hashem, you can't put that into Shema Kaleinu. There's no shaychas. There's nothing to do with Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu is requests. When you're asking for rain and you forgot to ask in the right place, you can ask over here. Now the question is, what should he say? So we should in Dirshu Funo 23. Is it enough to just say Vitzain Talmud Livracha, or does he have to say Vitzain Talmud Livracha Al Paneho Adama? And that he brings down a machlokus. Aruch Shulchan says to say Vitzain Talmud Livracha Al Paneho Adama. That's what I just misvara. That's what I thought because it doesn't have so much mashmas. Maybe it does. I don't know. Whatever. Machlokus. Bekitzer. Fine. There's a big bir halacha here, which we're not going to go into. It discusses, what if he forgot the ikar of a bracha, of one of the other brachas? Can he just throw it into Shema Tefillah? The ikar of Rifa'enu, whatever. He forgot. He skipped a piece. So first he wants to say the chayra, he can do that. Then he brings down Prima Gadim that he can't do that. Because you have to say, the nusach, it's only over here where it's an all alternating nusach, depending on the season. So there you have an option to throw in Shema Tefillah. But other brachas, which are kavua, you would not have such an option. Hold on. We don't have time for questions. We're running out of time. The imhayalo, the Ramah points out, imhayalo tainis, v'tzach lomar anenu in Shema Tefillah, yomar hasheela kodem anenu. He should first ask for rain, and then he should say anenu. Why? They bring down a machlokes over here. The Magen Avraham brings down Abu Dram because she'ela is more chomer than aneinu because with the evidence ma'akev. Ravosh wants to say tadim she'enu tadim tadim kodem. Prima Gadim brings down nafkaminas ayin sham for homer. Right. V'in lo nizkar ad achar shemei tefillah. If he did not remember to latter shemei tefillah, im lo okar raglav. We have to see what that means. He didn't finish davening. Chozul brikas hashanim. Like the Rishonim again to Rishalmi. V'im okar raglav chozul rosh tefillah. But once he's okay raglav, literally means uproots his feet, takes his 3 steps back, he has to go back to Rosh HaTfilah. Vim Hishnin Tfilaso. The Einu Rogil Omar Tachanunim Achat Tfilaso. He doesn't usually say Lokain Tzol Shini Meira, which is the Tachanunim part of after the Shemana Esrei. Av Abisha Dayin Lo Oka Raglov Ka'akurim Dami. Akiras Raglov does not mean he physically takes his 3 steps back. That's how the Chai Adam understands it, but the Mishabur brings down in Dibur in Bir Alocha, Dibur Vesel Ka'akurim, that all the Rishayim disagree with, all the Poiskim disagree with the Chai Adam. Akira's raglav is a fancy way of saying he finished davening. It means if you're about to take your 3 steps back because you finish your tachanunim, or a person, it's not so relevant to us, I think everyone says tachanunim, but if a person doesn't say tachanunim, he finishes Shemana Esrei, he's about to take his 3 steps back, it's as if he was okay raglav. Lizzie Dog, that we say Elokain Etzor, you finish your Elokain Etzor, you finish your, you say your pasuk with the shlof, your name, so you remember it after 120, you finish everything, bakomi koko, You the ratzon, you finished, you just didn't take your 3 steps back. That's called Akiras Raglo. It's as if you did, and it's your shmones is finished, and you'd have to go back to the beginning. That's what Mishibur points out, Sifkatu Yudchas. Ka'akurim dami vuadinim rogilam atachanunim. V'siyem tachanuna v'amacharem apasuk you the ratzon. Shibamiras pasuk zeh also hesech adas milomar o tachanunim. V'nishlam atfilaso. Tfilas done. One of the H guys once told me from one of the Eish Rebbeim that Yud Ratzon is the send button. You know, it's done. You hit send, tefillah's off and running, and it's either and you finish Shemoneh Esrei. You made a mistake. You remember, even though you didn't take your 3 steps back, you got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei.
Now you didn't want to call your emails.
You can recall your emails?
Do
you really? That's a great idea. That's for the, what's it called? There's a great word my wife likes to use to talk about the kids. They're very jump without thinking. Whatever. Whatever. Not compulsive, but
compulsive.
There's another word. It's not compulsive. There's another word. Okay. That's good to know. I didn't know that. I have this problem sometimes. The imnizkar acha shechasam shomea tefila, and if he remembered after shomea tefila, kodim shitzchel ritzei. Oh, so now he finished shomea tefila, but he didn't yet start ritzei. Nira sheomer ritzei talamata biachagach omer ritzei. Now we're going to apply the Rav Yah, because that was another option. The other option go back to Barech Aleinu. That we don't do. The Shulchan Aruch paskins meikra did paskins like the Rav Yah. The Mishabur Rabbi Diave b'shas alchak accepts the Rav Yah. Here's where we will apply the Rav Yah. Who Adim Mishabur says if katan yutaz v'mnizka acha she'amar bracha to Hashem, we want to keep that bracha alive. Yisayim lamdeni chukecha. He'll conclude lamdeni chukecha, which turns the bracha into a pasuk that makes you still in the middle of your bracha of Shema Koleno. You can add in your v'sein talamot le'bracha, and then you repeat again ki ata shomea. Okay, footnote 25 brings down what we said. B'di'eved, the poskim say, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Yosher, the Rav Osner, that b'di'eved he can rely on the Rishon. I mean, he can't rely on b'di'eved. If he did b'di'eved, he already did it. He went back to Shemei Tefillah instead of going back to Barech Aleinu, which we were supposed to do. B'di'eved, that would be okay. Okay, we have another couple of minutes, so I want to do Kuf Yud Chas because it's very small. Okay. So we're going through the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. We're in Baruch Aleinu. Now we're going to Hashiva. Chasimas Birchas Hashiva. Kuf Yud Ches is one sif. Hashiva Shefteinu Chosin Bal Melech Ohed Tzedakah Mishpat. Okay?
Simple. We do that every day, 3 times a day. I don't know if it's simple, but we do it. Umi Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippurim Chosin HaMelech HaMishpat.
We change it during Hashem's Mitzvah to HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay, right? Like, HaKel HaKadosh becomes a Melech HaKadosh. So over here, there's a Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. It's in Tav Kuf, Pei Beis, Hilchos Aseres Meshuvah, Rosh Hashanah, where the Mechaber says, if you said B'di'eved Melech Ohed Tzedakah Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you have to go back. Now Yotze. You go back to the Bracha, go back to Shemoneh Esrei, depending on where you're holding the whole business. The Ramah says, no, as long as you say Melech, you're okay. We can see that right now. Hagomiyu, im Amar Melech Ohed Tzedakah Mishpat, Ein Tzarek Lachzor, even during Aseres Meshuvah. Lo amru sheyachzor el b'makom shekal hashana omrim hakel ohed tzedakah mishpat. All the posts go by like, what's going on over here? What's the difference between hamelech ohed tzedakah mishpat and hamelech hamishpat? Why should that be ma'akiv? So the Ramah says it's not ma'akiv, and the only reason that Rishonim say it's ma'akiv is because there used to be a nosuch that doesn't exist nowadays of instead like hakel hakadosh hamelech hakadosh. Kel ohev tzedakah mishpat. You need to mention the malchus, and if you don't mention the malchus, it's ma'akib. But if you do mention the malchus, it's not ma'akib. I looked at my trusty Yalkut Yosef today. Rabbi Vadya says no, even though the Ramah says what he says. When you go like the Sfaradim, he says go like Maran that melech ohev tzedakah mishpat is not good enough. It's ma'akib. Even b'di'eved, they have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. They must say hamelech hamishpat. So bottom line, Ashkenazim hold it's good enough, b'di'eved, and Sfaradim seem to, I don't know if they're posting who disagreed with Rav Avadya, I don't know what the Sfaradim do with the Maisa, but Rav Avadya holds at least that melech ohev tzedakah mishpat is not good enough. You must go back. Either go back to that bracha. The middle brachas are all independent. So as long as you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei, like by Barech Aleinu, you can go back to the bracha. The first three brachas are a unit. So if you forgot Mashi Baruch Mori Geshem, and you didn't say Mori Natal, or you said it, whatever it is, and you already went Vayter,
So the first three brachas are yud, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. There's no such thing as going back to the second bracha if you already went on to the third bracha. By the middle brachas are each independent. You can go back to any one of the middle brachas that you made a mistake, provided that you didn't finish davening. Once you finish davening, you have to go back to the beginning. Who had in the last three brachas are one unit. So you go back to, if you forgot, you go back to Ritzei. Whatever you forgot over there, that's the only thing I think that's ma'akev that you would forget over there. You go back to Ritzei because that's the beginning of the last three brachas, and those three are also one unit.